I think so. The big impact really is for sort of the teacher's well-being and state of mind. I mean, you know, teachers are great. They don't lose children. It's very, very rare that you hear that somebody has sort of managed to escape. But what you do hear all the time is that teachers are nervous wrecks when they come back from the school trips, that they spend the whole day sort of, counting to 30, and they count to 30, and they count to 30, and the worry that, when they're counting the kids back onto the bus at the end of the day, that they come up one short. Yeah, that really sort of changes their approach to the trips, that they are having to become more sort of risk averse than they'd necessarily want, that potentially they're even doing sort of fewer outings. When they could be going on a trip to the library, they think, well, actually, we'll stay in the classroom because the stress of going outside is so severe. So the teachers say that it is that sort of safety measure. It's eyes in the back of their head. It's like putting the seatbelt on when you get in your car. Now, you don't expect that you're ever going to use your seatbelt, but you wouldn't sort of drive down the fast lane of the sort of the M20 without it. You'd be really quite concerned. And it's a similar thing with this. They just feel that there's that bit of sort of extra reassurance, lets them know that they're not completely on their own, and it allows sort of the teachers to sort of give the children more freedom to sort of run and play and explore. You want the children when you're in the woods to be playing sort of hide and seek. You want them to be sort of running around. At the same time, clearly you've got that duty of care. But for the teachers to know that this child, I might not be able to see them, it's because they're hiding behind this tree next to me, the teacher's quite reassured. If they think, well, I can't see this child and they could be anywhere, including going to a railway line or ending up in a pond, then that's a big sort of worry. And that's what we sort of help with. The key thing is how quickly it tells you that a child's wandered off. So because we are checking every second if a child is where they're supposed to be, then if you're out in the woods and little Johnny sees a squirrel and decides to sort of take off, because you're going to know within a sort of couple of seconds that that's happened. If you can't see him, then he's sort of behind you. You turn around and you say, "Johnny, come back." So it works sort of very well because you know sort of straight away.